Well, good morning. How are
good
you today?
Rejoicing. It's a great day. Mm-hmm. I hope you're enjoying it. I am. Say, I really am watching the return of the birds. I have several sets of cardinals in my yard, and they come every year, and it's such a blessing to see them in the trees and to see those beautiful red colors showing up among the green leaves. That is super, super special. And you ought to see those baby cardinal birds learning to fly. Now that is something else. Don't you just love spring? And don't you praise God for it? The Lord is so good, isn't he? I hope you're rejoicing today. I am. Because I get to be with you. That's right. And you know what? We've had so much rain in our area, and I understand it's everywhere. And our farmer friends are so dear, all of them so wonderful. We get letters from them. And I don't know about you, but on my way to the studio, I like to watch the farmers go in the fields and do what they have to do. But guess what? I understand from the news that only 20% of the crops are in because of the rain. So do pray for them, won't you? We have to back them up. That's where our good food comes from. I hope you don't mind that today I continue on and hopefully end the life story of that godly mother from the Old Testament, Jochebed. That's an interesting name, isn't it? I think it is. Spelled J-O-C-H-E-B-E-D. That's right. I found so many lessons to learn from her life story, and I want to continue on to pass them on to you today. That's what it's all about, isn't it? I study, I do the research, I learn the scriptures, I ponder and ask the Holy Spirit to teach me lessons, and then I pass them on to you. That's why I'm on the air. Well, I've covered so far, I'm doing a series on the five Old Testament godly mothers. And in case you were not tuned in, I've covered the life of Eve, who is known as the mother of all living, and the mother of Cain and Abel. Also, I've covered Sarah, wife of Abraham and mother of Isaac. And now I'm in the midst of covering the life of Jochebed, who, by the way, is the wife of Amram and the mother of Marian, Aaron, and Moses. I'm so happy to pass along what the Holy Spirit gives me. And so let me just kind of in a nutshell, and I will be reading Acts 7:20, where Paul literally puts it in a nutshell, the story of this woman's experience. Moses was born at the time the king of Egypt had declared the destruction of every newly born male child, and that is among the Israelites. And the beautiful story of how Moses was rescued from the water as a baby by Pharaoh's daughter, and how she adopted him as her own son and raised him in the palace. And you know what? This has been one of my favorite stories all my life. I would ask my mom to tell it to me over and over when I was a child. So allow me to continue on and finalize the story of this dear mother. And let me just give you, in a nutshell, as I said, the Apostle Paul's writing about the story. It's over in Acts, the 7th chapter. Well, I shouldn't say Paul wrote it, Luke did. But the time of the promise drew nigh, which God had sworn to Abraham. The people grew and multiplied in Egypt until another king arose that didn't know about Joseph. The same dealt without kindred, and evil entreated our fathers so that they cast out their young children to the end that they might not live. In which time Moses was born and was found exceedingly fair, and also was nourished up in his father's house for 3 months. And then Hebrews 11:23 wrote, by faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandments. Well, as I ended my last broadcast, I gave you 5 D's to learn from the circumstances of their lives. So I'll quickly quote those again, because this is going to tell us, the story tells us of how, through faith, this dear woman, this mother, protected her child and gave us the known hero of the world, the best known. And she is known as the mother who had a son that rocked the world. That's what one of the commentaries stated. Well, there are 5 D's, and that is, they had very disturbing conditions to have your baby to be ordered to be thrown in the Nile River to the crocodiles. That would be the worst, wouldn't it? So, of course, we can say it was disturbing conditions. And it happened to a very devoted couple. Her sons, Amram and Jochebed, were both Levites, and that's the priestly tribe. So I guess we can say pastor and wife, really, can't we? And then God gave them a delightful child. The Bible calls him fair child, proper child. And they had, as I said, dreadful circumstances with the babies being thrown in the Nile. By the way, they were to be thrown in the Nile because the crocodiles were being the ones to enjoy the meal. Doesn't that give you goose pimples to even think about it? And then, of course, both Amram and Jochebed had lots of lessons to learn from this. And that's what I'm going to be discussing with you. Why do you think we remember this dear mother? Well, I think, number one, she walked humbly by faith before God. She trusted the Lord to care for her child. And I'm sure I'm talking to someone who's pregnant right now and who is thinking, Lord, take care of my child. Save its soul when it's born, and allow it to live for Jesus. Well, that's what she was thinking. And the truth is, here's a mother who did what she could. That is, she made a basket. She made a plan first. She made a basket, put it in among the reeds in the river. And did you know, and I read this in the commentary, that crocodiles, and by the way, the Nile is full of them, and the crocodiles do not like the bulrushes. They stay away from those tall weeds. I called them weeds when I was standing and looking at them. And I told you on my last broadcast, I've been to Cairo, Egypt twice, and a guide took us out to where he said, I'm not sure if it's true, but he said it was the very spot where Jochebed put the baby in among the bulrushes. And the stem of that, I call it a weed, if they call it a reed. And the stem of it is an inch and a half. So, and they use those to weave baskets. So here was the dear woman who did what she could, and the Lord stepped in and did the rest. Isn't that beautiful to think about? And of course, if we're in trouble and we need to do something, we don't need to just sit there and wait thinking, well, the Lord's going to rescue me. If a tornado is on its way, we need to get to the basement or the best place for protection. That's our responsibility. And then the Lord steps in and helps us and gives us wisdom. Another thing, she transmitted character to her son and her children, because all three of her children were leaders. She was a wise mother. Yes, she was. She planned it all, protected that baby for 3 months, and did what she could to do something for God. And after she was given the privilege to take care of her own child and get paid for it, she instilled in Moses's a profound faith and a knowledge of the scriptures. No doubt she babysat him all during his young life and, of course, was able to feed him the word of God. And she faced three fears, her pregnancy, of course, and the law of killing all boy babies, the test of faith. The truth is, she handed her baby over to another mother, and here it was Moses' own mother, and God handed him back to her. Isn't that precious? When Miriam said, "May I call you a Hebrew mother to nurse the child?" Of course it was her own mother, and she responded, "Yes, and I will pay her wages." Wow, what mother wouldn't like to have some money and paid for to take care of their own child? Isn't that the way the Lord works? He does more than you could ever, ever, ever ask or think. And then Jochebed fulfilled the definition of faith. And even though she could not see the end results, and most of the time we can't when we're in trouble, she trusted God to do it. Isn't that precious? So in the midst of the crisis, she did not give up, nor did she flinch. She could have, and she could have done nothing like many of the other mothers, but not Jochebed. So when we feel afraid, we need to remember the faith that Jochebed exercised, and remember that nothing, absolutely nothing, is too hard for our Lord. And then we need to encourage children to see what God wants to accomplish through them. You think Jochebed said to Moses? No doubt he went to see her as a teenager because they lived in the same city and he knew who she was. And of course, she had taken care of him and no doubt babysat him. And I'm sure many times she whispered in his ear, "I'm praying for you, and I'm hoping you can help our people." That's just what he did. So that's encouraging children to see what God wants them to accomplish. And then she inspired us not to get bogged down with the little things in life. And that we not only give our children to the Lord, but we train them for God. That means making time to be with them. That's singing to them, teaching them God's word, teaching them to memorize the Bible. Make sure there's less time for television and iPads and all that goes with it. And you know what? Too many sports. Oh, my goodness. Some parents are running back and forth and doing this and doing that with different kinds of sports, thinking they have to do it all. Well, we have to make sure that there's time for the Lord. Jochebed came from a priestly family, so she was very well informed of the scriptures, so she was able to teach him. And by the way, for sure, she was instilled in faith in her own life and in Moses' life. And she made sure that he was informed of serving the Lord. She did what she could, and God moved in and did what she couldn't. So in conclusion, as a godly mother, here's a few lessons we can learn. Without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. Have determination. I'm going to do it or else. She wasn't afraid of the king's commandment. She took a stand against evil. Oh, how we need to do that today. She was available for God to use her and fulfill his will for Moses' life. She was accountable to be used of the Lord no matter what. Only prayer could have calmed her heart and give her the confidence to bring her baby to safety. It is evident that the entire family was involved and that it was necessary to have a home dedicated to the Lord. Oh, how we need that today. So in conclusion, let me say, little did she know of her son's greatness and what impact he would have on all of us. You see, Moses is known as one of the greatest heroes that ever lived. It would take many broadcasts for me to tell you of all that he did for the Lord. He is known as a historian because he wrote 5 books of the Bible. He was an orator, leader, statesman, legislator, and patriot. But you know what? His greatest honor was the privilege of being known as the friend of God. Are you a friend of God today? Do you know Jesus as your Savior? Have you made a decision to give your heart to Him? I hope you have. If not, do it today. Ask the Lord Jesus to come in your heart. It's so sweet and so simple. You don't work for it. None of us could ever attain it, no matter what we did. He died on the cross for you. So have a great day, and God bless you.